Kenora. The Kenora swimming pool has traditionally been buzzing with a variety of activities during Kenora in bloom, which has been noticeably absent during the last two summers of pandemic-related restrictions. But with the return of Kenora in bloom this year from July 17 to July 22 came a week of fun for all visitors to enjoy at the swimming pool. It was a hectic week, but very enjoyable, according to Mackenzie Gulka, manager. Overall, I think this Kenora in bloom week at the pool went over very well, said Gulka. We had great weather and that contributed to our large turnout of people. On average we had about 80 to 100 people come through the pool for public swimming each day. On Wednesday with the free barbecue and cupcakes, we probably had over 200 people come through the pool. At one point we had over 90 people in the pool at one time. Throughout the week's events at the pool, the staff provided participants with freezies as prizes. Gulka reported that the pool staff members all had a busy, but fun week. Free swim is always a busy week for the lifeguards because we are a lot busier than other weeks in the summer and it's always nice to see some new faces at the pool. Diving competition Tuesday's highlight at the pool was the fun diving board competition, with 16 local divers in contention. Lots of the kids really enjoyed the diving board competition and were even asking to do it again later on in the week because they had so much fun, shared Gulka. The winning divers were, only first names were provided, Dawson, biggest splash, Connor, smallest splash, Risen, best dive, Risen and Kyle, best cannonball, Spencer, coolest trick, Waylon, furthest jump, most spins, Kenzie, best flip, and Kalina, best walk. Pool party on Wednesday. The pool party was sponsored by Crossroads Credit Union, Gateway Co-op and Kenora Leisure Services. It was great to actually have nice weather so we were able to have a large turnout of people, recalled Gulka. The support of the sponsors was greatly appreciated to allow so many people to attend, we wouldn't have been able to hold the event without them. Gateway Co-op was excited to once again partner with Crossroads Credit Union and the town of Kenora for the pool party, said Brad Chambers, Gateway Co-op general manager. During the event we cooked and served over 460 hot dogs as well as 250 cupcakes to hungry swimmers. We hope everyone that attended enjoyed the day as much as we did. Crossroads CU was thrilled to have the opportunity to partner with Kenora Leisure Services and Gateway Co-op, added Kristen Olson, Crossroads Credit Union marketing officer. The weather was perfect, and the atmosphere was filled with excitement. It felt so good to be out in the community again after a couple of years, and there were so many smiles. It was an incredible feeling, this feeling of belonging to something bigger, which is part of the credit union difference. Aaron Harridges, director of leisure services, said the success of the pool party was a true example of cooperation and working together. Gateway provided food, barbecue and cooks, explained Harridges. Crossroads provided servers and activities. Leisure Services contributed a 53-foot obstacle course and free swimming to the public. It's always great to partner up with Crossroads and Gateway Co-op for community events. They have so much experience contributing to our community and they are always looking for new ways to get involved. So thank you to them for their generosity. I know everyone that attended had a great time. Water basketball with basketball being one of the more popular sports in the Kenora area, Friday evening was devoted to allowing local swimmers to take a shot at playing water basketball. We had 8 kids, 2 teams of 4, the Shreks and the Lakers, said Gulka. The Lakers won. It didn't last long but it was a fun game and allowed the kids to play some water basketball and then participate in some free open swim afterward. Harridges said the pool staff really stepped up to take care of the added responsibilities during Kenora in bloom. The pool was busy, and Mackenzie was prepared with plenty of lifeguards scheduled each day. Whenever you have that many swimmers in and around the pool, lifeguards have to be very alert to make sure everyone is safe and following the rules. Also, when the swimmer load increases, the pool uses more product and supplies have to be checked regularly. I'm proud of how our staff handles the busy times of the year, concluded Harridges.